Om Shanti. Today is 26th March 2018, Monday. Today's blessing is, may you have elevated fortune and fly with the winds of zeal and enthusiasm on the basis of your courage. No matter what happens at any time, never let go of your courage. Do not allow yourself to become disheartened when you see the weaknesses of others. I don't know if the same will happen to me. Never have such thoughts. Fortunate souls are never impressed by anyone, nor do they come down because they are not attracted to others. Because of constantly flying with zeal and enthusiasm, such souls remain safe. Those who think of the past or of the weaknesses look back. That is, they invoke Ravan. So Baba is telling here, no matter what happens at any time, never let go of your courage. Our greatest glory lies in not in never falling, but in rising every time we fall. Falling is a natural thing. And somebody is falling many times. It is every time we make effort, every time we muster up courage, every time we determine within ourselves that I have to rise, no matter what is happening outside. So never let go of your courage. That's the first point. Second point is, do not allow yourself to become disheartened when you see others' weaknesses. Or rather, if you see some misfortune has fallen upon others, what thoughts you get? I do. So Baba is telling here, no matter what happens at any time, never let go of your courage. Our greatest glory lies in not in never falling, but in rising every time we fall. Falling is a natural thing. And somebody is falling many times. It is every time we make effort, every time we muster up courage, every time we determine within ourselves that I have to rise, no matter what is happening outside. So never let go of your courage. That's the first point. Second point is, do not allow yourself to become disheartened when you see others' weaknesses. Or rather, if you see some misfortune has fallen upon others, what thoughts you get? I don't know if the same will happen to me. This person got defeated by Maya. I don't know if I would also get defeated by Maya. This Brahmin soul who is in Gyan for such a long time and doing all the dharanas, if such a thing can happen to him, if such an injustice happens to him, will it happen to me also? If such a person who was so strong has succumbed in front of a small temptation, will it happen to me also? You know, these are known as insecurities. Or these are known as fears. Fears in Brahmin life. Insecurities in Brahmin life. So, what are the different insecurities we have in Brahmin life? Insecurities in Brahmin life. What are the fears? What are the insecurities in Brahmin life? This is a very important topic. Because each one is beset with some insecurity or some fear or some consternation within, and we don't know how to tackle it, and that stays within in the subconscious for a long time, unaddressed, terrifying us, revealing its devilish form time and again. So Baba is saying, I don't know if the same will happen to me. Never have such thoughts. These are the thoughts of insecurity, these are the thoughts of fear. These are the thoughts that induces an element of impending doom in the mind. Here, this is the first point. So tell me now, what are the causes of insecurities in Brahmin life? Causes of insecurities or causes of hidden fears. Rather than calling fears, I would still love to call them insecurities. Because Baba has given a direct example. If you see that something wrong has happened to your brother or your sister, for example, somebody suddenly gets an accident, somebody suddenly contracts an incurable disease, He was all right till now, and suddenly one day an X-ray doctor says, oh, the cancer has spread in the lungs. There are metastasis, and we don't know where is the primary, and we don't know where is the primary cancer, but secondaries there are in the lungs. So suddenly there is a shock. That person is shocked, but more than that person, others who are around him, probably the person who is staying in his own room, he is suddenly internally shocked, and he feels, oh, if the same thing happens to me. So now tell me, what are the causes of insecurities? Yeah, so this fear of nobody is there to look after me, nobody is there to care for me, nobody is there to give attention. So feeling of helplessness, feeling of such helplessness, being unfortunate. Till now we were singing songs of fortune, but suddenly somebody has become hapless because of helplessness. So nobody is there to take care of me. One of the causes. Next, causes of insecurities. Old age. Old age is itself is such a thing. Somebody says old age itself is a disease. Though the person is not having any disease, but the old age itself is a disease. Because then you need somebody to hold you, to make you walk, to give you food, or you can't hear, or you can't see, or you can't chew, because our teeth have fallen down. So old age itself can sometimes induce, or rather than old age, say aging, process of aging. As we age, many things happen in the body. That enthusiasm, that courage, that strength, that power, that stamina, that energy, that vivacity, that animation which was there once upon a time has now dwindled down. Our waning, our waxing purusharth has started waning now. What was crescendo has become decrescendo. So, aging. Third, disease. Sudden disease. If any disease comes, not just to us, but even if to our neighbors. But if suppose I suffer from suddenly any small disease, and suppose it is taking long drawn out time for doctors to come to any proper conclusion. They are just searching and searching, they are researching, they are trying, doing investigations, but nothing is coming out because all investigations are normal. Expensive treatment, many things. Investigation, traveling, you have to go from one doctor to another doctor, just running from pillar to post makes you internally exhausted, innervated. Then the third is disease. Fourth, where our expectations are not fulfilled, that time we feel insecure. If we feel somebody might remove me from here, on losing name, fame, or losing the present post or prestige. I am enjoying certain position, certain prestige, certain post here, and there is a fear that if this chair is snatched away, then what will happen to me? Where I will go? If all these people become against me, those who are so friendly suddenly they turn hostile, then what will happen? Yeah? That support, that is my bulwark, suddenly that is taken away. I might fall down. So, you know, this fear of being fired. You're fired from your post. That is a fear. Okay? So, fear of, you know, this is a great fear that keeps, actually it has nothing to do, these most of the insecurities are imaginary, but we are constantly surrounded by them and we are thinking of them and they appear real into us, even though such a thing is never going to happen. Your boss is so good, but that fear is also always so, it is there in the mind, it has taken deep roots in the subconscious, and outside events are just the stimuli, outside events are just the fillips, And that again the same thought comes. Actually, it has nothing to do with reality, but it's somewhere deep here in the subconscious. And outside things are just stimuli. They just stimulate and the same thought comes out. Or rather, even if that the stimulus is not direct, stimulus is something else. Maybe the illness, somebody's death, some sorrow, some suffering, some frustration. That is stimulating this part of the brain, but this part in turn is stimulating the other part, which is absolutely untouched. It has actually nothing to do, but still that fear comes out. Because all insecurities and fears are interconnected. If there is a one fear, one insecurity, that fear and insecurity is connected to another fear and another insecurity. There is internal connection in the soul or brain, whatever you call. So, fear of losing the job, post, position, prestige, name, fame, glory. Next. Okay, if suppose somebody is going ahead of me that time, if suppose somebody is going ahead of me, somebody is trying to gain more popularity. Okay, earlier I was popular and now suddenly somebody, a new kid on the block, new kid on the block, and suddenly somebody is becoming popular and then I am insecure. I feel now what will happen to me? You know, this is lot of fears are there. Some sisters, they don't keep their assistants, if they keep, they would be of very small age, so that there is no fear. Some kanyas, they would be of a very younger age, uneducated, very younger, so there is no fear for them. Otherwise, their position in the center would be snatched away by those kanyas, those kumaris. So, deliberately, they will keep very small kanyas, only small kanyas, not elderly. Then there is an internal consternation. Okay? So, this is one thing. Then, change of department, change of place, change of room, change of job. This is also induces fear. Particular seva, I am attached to that seva. That seva should not be snatched away from me. This is my area. I will do this seva. And I see that other person, he is quite expert in that. Better than me. And now I have internal fears, uneasiness, I am ill at ease, that this person might surpass me, excel me, and people might recommend him for my post, in my place. So that is also one fear or insecurity. Then? Environment. Yeah? Environmental, of course. And weather is changing. I want to stay in Madhuban, but I can't tolerate the cold. How should I face the inclement weather here? That is the thing. And weather is going to change. Rains, which somebody doesn't like rains. Somebody doesn't like monsoon, somebody doesn't like scorching heat of the sun, somebody doesn't like biting cold of Abu. And suddenly something starts happening to them. Water doesn't suit, or the room is not good, or whatever. So this also induces lot of fear. Or they want accommodation only in Pandavan, because their yoga is best in Pandavan. If the moment they are given accommodation in Gyan Sarovar, everything staggers. This is true. They want only here, because they had come planning, and at the 11th moment, you are told after staying one day in Madhuban, now next day you are told, now you all shift down to Shantivan. And the moment that announcement is made, a huge boulder, a boulder, is you feel on your chest, and you can't get that weight off your chest. And now you are thinking, oh, now how will I have my Purusharth in Shantivan? How much I will have to walk to the dining room? And where would be the Murli? And where would be the accommodation? Who will be my partners? Everything starts. You know? So, that is also one fear, that insecurity. So, now, there are, list is endless. How to get rid of it? Now, come to the conclusion. Yeah, one thing is that you should be ready to accept things in life. Instant acceptance. You know, just as suppose I have a brother or I have a sister, and another person is there, who is in the Brahmin family. I keep on teaching him. 3 times I taught him. He doesn't learn. I taught him many times, but now my sister or my brother is there, who is probably handicapped, who is probably maybe mentally retarded, and now I have accepted her or him as he or he she is, and I don't have those expectations. I expect that this person to learn Murli by heart or churn Murli or do lot of services, and he is not able to do. So I am little upset with him. But here is another case. My sister is there, my brother is there, or my distant relative is there, cousin is there, but I accept him. And because of acceptance, I don't have much expectations from him. Here I have not expected this particular person, who is my neighbor, who is my department, who is anywhere connected to me. I have not internally accepted this man. The moment I accept him, all the conflicts, all the struggles will go away. So first thing is accept. Life will bring variety. Life will bring different. It is a roller coaster. Ups and downs would be there, vicissitudes would be there, and we have to remain calm and quiet. We have to learn from all the adversities. We have to learn from all the things that are against the grain with us. We have to learn from all those things which we do not want it to happen, but still they happened. All the risk, all the life is an adventure. We are on that adventurous journey. So we have to venture into the impossible. Okay? So acceptance, one. Second, how to get rid of these insecurities? Increase knowledge of the things. Probably we do not know things fully. That's why we are fearful. For example, somebody is going to Mumbai, and Mumbai, he is not aware. He has heard that local trains runs very fast, and he has that internal fear. And the more he hears that somebody got crushed, somebody fell down, somebody was, because of the traffic or crowd, somebody was pushed out and died, and the more he becomes fearful. What is the way? Go there and study it, know it. Thousands of people are traveling every day. You see, when you see all those commuters, then all your fears will gradually, you know, wane away. So increase the knowledge. Then last, we should stop the comparison. We are unique persons. Not just unique. Somebody says, you are not just you, you are a masterpiece. Every soul is a masterpiece. Nobody can replace you. You are irreplaceable in this world. Your position is like that. You are irreplaceable. If you go, nobody can replace you in this drama. You are such a beautiful, you are that master artist's masterpiece. Your master artist's masterpiece. So you must know your own specialities. And one most important thing in insecurity is self-esteem. Self-respect, Soman. When we forget that, who I am, then all this deterioration, mental deterioration, moral lassitudes, everything starts. This depravity which is occurring within me, it's because of the forgetfulness of my nature. So never have such thoughts while looking at others. And again, every soul is different. It's not that the same thing will happen to me. Something new or better will happen to me. Why you are thinking that the same thing will happen to me? Every soul's fortune is different. Every soul's disease is different. Every soul's intellect, sanskars, karmic accounts, everything is different. So I need not to get afraid or scared. So this is one thing. Second, Baba said, don't get impressed by others, or do not come down, or do not get attracted to others. Don't get impressed. Okay, think people are good, but don't get impressed and don't get affected or influenced to the extent that you just start following that person. Keep yourself detached. Do not get affected, do not get impressed. And what Baba is saying is, constantly flying with zeal and enthusiasm, then you will remain safe. If you want to remain safe, you have to do all of these things. And last, those who think of the past or weaknesses, they look back, rather they are invoking Ravan. They are calling him, pleading, calling upon Ravan, oh Ravan, please come to us. Whatever that has happened. Life is a journey. You keep on moving. It is a flow, it's a flux. Stay in that state of flux. It's better to keep on flowing, 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 moving ahead, moving ahead. Things are happening. Okay, something wrong happened at this point of time. And now I am here. Should I cling to this? Why? Today is this day. This is Monday. This is 26th of March here. Now I don't have to think of 25th March or before that, whatever that happened. Let me think of here. This is a new day, a new life, a new morning, new Madhuban, new Murli, new blessing, new groups and new topics, new methods and new enthusiasm and new zeal and new zest and new experiences. A new Soman, new self-respect, new thoughts, new awareness, new Smritiya, new imagination, new dreams for this day. So everything is new today. Rather than focusing on this, why should I cling to the past? Why let the dead be dead? Learn, think, cogitate, reflect, contemplate, and then go ahead. Rather than repenting, rather than crying and blubbering aloud. No, this is life here. Time is now. This moment lies the eternity. In this moment lies the eternity. Everything now depends on this moment, this power of now. Om Shanti.